Do you like to see God answer the prayers of those you work with? Today we're going to talk about how to help a person come up with a list of spiritual hopes and goals so that they can see, in a tangible way, God working in their lives.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Frizonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
If you want to follow along in the discussion, purchase the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum from the links provided. It's going to make what we talk about a bit more understandable. But if you don't have it, no worries, you're still benefit by listening.
Episode 1.2. Today on our podcast, we're discussing Session 1, Page 2, Heading, Hopes and Goals.
Well, as we read in the text, we have this section that we like the people to come up with their spiritual goals. Not like I want to graduate from, you know, college with a master's degree, but what do they want God to do in their life? And a lot of times people don't really think about that, you know, like thinking. They might think I'd like to grow in the Lord or I'd like to learn more of His Word, but they don't really put it in a practical way. And so here we have them make a list of their hopes and goals, because in the last session we're going to come back to that and we're going to see if God answers their goals, which is really cool session.
Very cool. Yeah, I think that's smart to write that down at this point, because I feel like sometimes I'm the kind of person where I can kind of get caught up in the moment of the book, and I could even forget about some of the first couple chapters or the first couple pages, and to see it get all kind of like brought back to the beginning is good to kind of write that down at this point. I did want to ask though, when people are going through the book at this point, do people even know that they want to be set free from hurt, or are they kind of so blinded from their hurt that they don't see that there is even a way out?
I think it's both. It depends on the person. Some people have come to me or whoever is going to take them through Go in Peace, and they just know they need help, and their life's messed up, they're lacking peace, and so that when they see the goals listed here, that's why I give suggestions, because some people have a hard time putting it into words.
Gotcha.
And so, but some of them are like, yes, that's why I'm here. I want to go in peace. But then you have the other person who's still fighting it. You know, you have that Simon person where everything is other people's fault. That's why I have no peace in my life. And they're not willing yet to look spiritually at what's going on. And so for them, they may not come up with that. And you see different people. Some people will have really deep goals. I want to forgive that person. I don't want to be angry anymore. And they're willing to be really honest, even if you're in a group. And then you have the other people, that are really surface. You know, well, I'm here because I want to know how to help other people. Mm-hmm. And that's a goal for a lot of people. So I'm not putting that goal down. But sometimes that's their only goal. You know, they're not willing to be honest. And they're trying to figure out a way that they can come up with a goal, but it's not too revealing of where their heart is.
Totally.
You know, so you have both. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you see people ever like kind of continue to go through the chapters, and then as they're kind of like getting into more of the study, that they're realizing that God's exposing something in their heart and realizing there is this thing that I need to be giving over to the Lord. There is this thing that I've been holding on to. Maybe I need to turn back a couple pages and secretly add something in this little box down here.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. And sometimes at that point, they, like you were saying, they totally sort of forgot what session one was about, the hopes and goals. So when I see this taking place in a person's life, and this usually starts happening in session 4 and session 5. And so sometimes I'll just ask them, do you want to go back and add this as one of your goals? I try not to say, why don't we go back and add it as a goal? Because that's more like me telling them to do something. And if somebody's going to change, it has to be their desires, their wants to change, you know? And so I'll say, you know, you've been mentioning this. Would you want this to be one of your goals? And you let them think about it for a moment. And yeah, okay, why don't we go back and add it? And I keep a list of everybody's goals. If I'm taking somebody through them individually, I keep their list. And if I'm doing it as a group and we go around and we do the group the goals out loud, I write down everybody's goals and I put their initial by that goal, mm-hmm. because when we get to the last session, I want to come back and know whose goal it is. But it also becomes my prayer list for the person as we're going through Go in Peace. I know what their goals are, and so I'm praying for them that the Lord will really work in that area. Mm-hmm. Say somebody's goal is, I want to forgive the person who hurt me, then I'm praying, Lord, please, just let that forgiveness become so real in that person's life, mm-hmm. you know, or let them be set free from that anger or mm-hmm. whatever. So it's a really good prayer list as a leader that you can have. Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking, like, do you ever get anybody that kind of goes through it at this point and realizes that there is something that they're holding on to that they're not ready to let go of yet?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have those people. And yeah, it's really interesting because a lot of people will go through Go in Peace. And, you know, God's such a good God. He doesn't like just try to like let us see everything all at once, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes he does it, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And he lovingly is just, you know, healing our hearts mm-hmm. for us. But so sometimes people will go through Go in Peace, and then like in a year or two, they come back again for a whole different issue.
Huh.
Or there's, and it's funny when they come back, it's not funny, it's the Lord. But when they come back, it's a deeper issue. Mm-hmm. And I've had people go through it like three times, wow. and they're just going deeper into mm-hmm. that. And so it was like the first time they're sort of going through its surface, mm-hmm. they saw that it helped them. They saw that, you know, God's word was able to help with the issues they were willing to mm-hmm. admit to. Mm-hmm. And then it takes them deeper. But you do have some people who are like, I have a wall here about that issue, sort of like what your question was saying, and I'm not going to deal with that at all. Mm-hmm. But as they go through, you know, the Holy Spirit is just like softening their heart. There's a verse that says, I will take your heart of stone. Mm-hmm. and give you a heart of flesh, mm-hmm. you know, and for some people, it's almost like it has to be pounded out of them, you know, that heart of stone, but still, even to whatever level they're willing to be honest, God's going to work there.
Yeah.
And then when they feel more comfortable, you know, some people come and they've never even met me before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not sure. Can they trust me? Can Ooh. They, you know, how much am I going to open up? Mm-hmm. And then some people, they know me and they might not want me to realize what type of things they've struggled
yeah, they
with.
Personally know
yeah,
you.
They okay. personally mm-hmm. know me.
Yeah,
and, you know,
see you next week at church or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm a leader here. Yeah. And I can't let her know that this area of my life's messed up mm-hmm. or whatever. And then when they see, you know, how real, that's why I share my life with people. Mm-hmm. And I just open up and be honest with mm-hmm. them. And when they see, you know, I'm real or I've had struggles too, mm-hmm. that really helps them to open yeah. up. Yeah. yeah. So you have all different kinds of people that are coming at it from for different reasons, from different angles.
Very cool.
Yeah. One more thing to touch on is sometimes you have to help people verbalize their goals. Like as you go around your group and you ask them, or even individually, you know, what spiritual goals do you have? Some people don't know how to put it into words. That's why this list up here, I'll tell them to look at these lists, you know, the questions that are asked there or the things in italic and, you know, help them that way come up with their goals. But sometimes a person will go on and on and on and on, and they might be saying, well, you know, this person did this to me, and they're telling you the whole history of what happened mm-hmm. instead of coming up with a goal. Mm-hmm. And so in that, I'm just listening for things that could be a goal.
Okay.
And so I'll say, okay, so one of the things you mentioned is anger from this is one of your goals. Would you want to be set free from that anger? And they're like, yeah, okay, well, then let's write that down, set free from the anger. Or they might not say, no, you know, I don't, you know, that part's not really my problem. It's, you know, and they go on. But you just try to find that goal in what they're saying and then help verbalize it in a sentence or two so that they can write it down and see it clearer. And when they see it clearer, see, because in their heart, it's all, what's that word, convoluted, you know, it's like,
sure.
yeah. And so when they see it like so direct, it like it's more like the light bulb starts to go off and it really helps them start, you know, aiming for something that, yeah, I would like to be set free from that.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.